Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and today's activation is opening to your true power. Take a breath. Just let yourself arrive. Wherever you've come from today, whatever you're doing, whatever was on your mind, whatever stress or joy or confusion you're carrying, just let yourself be here now. This is your time. This is a space you've created for yourself. Honor that. Because what we're going to explore together today has the potential to change everything. I don't say that lightly. I don't say that as hype or exaggeration. I say it because I watched it happen in my own life and in the lives of thousands of people I've had the privilege of working with. What I'm going to share with you isn't some new technique. It isn't a secret that's been hidden from you. It isn't something you need to add to your collection of spiritual tools and practices. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about taking something away, removing something, stopping something you've been doing your entire life without even knowing you were doing it. I want to talk to you about power. Your power. The power that is your birthright. The power that is woven into the very fabric of what you are. And more specifically, I want to talk to you about why you're not experiencing it. Why it feels distant. Why it feels theoretical. Why you can read all the books and do all the meditations and repeat all the affirmations and still feel like you're waiting for something to click. Here's what I've noticed after years of doing this work, after reading hundreds of books, after exploring traditions from Neville Goddard to Joe Dispenza to the ancient mystics, after talking with thousands of people on this journey. Most of us are walking around feeling like we're waiting. Waiting for something to happen. Waiting for the right circumstances. Waiting for enough money. Enough time. Enough energy. Waiting until we've healed enough, grown enough, learned enough. Waiting for permission. Waiting for a sign. Waiting for someone to tell us it's okay to finally be who we really are. And while we're waiting, life keeps happening. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Years pass. And that thing we wanted to create, that person we wanted to become, that reality we could feel calling to us in our quietest moments, it stays just out of reach, always in the future, never here, never now. Why? Why does this happen? Why does it happen to intelligent, dedicated, sincere people who genuinely want to transform their lives and serve others? It's not because you're broken. Let me say that again, because some of you need to hear it. It is not because you are broken. There is nothing wrong with you. I don't care what happened to you. You are not damaged goods. You are not behind. You're not missing some crucial piece that everyone else seems to have figured out. It's not because the universe is withholding from you. The universe doesn't withhold. That's not how it works. The universe is an infinitely abundant field of possibility that responds to consciousness, your consciousness, with perfect precision. It's not because you haven't found the right technique. I know some of you have been searching for years, maybe decades, reading book after book, trying method after method, thinking that after the next teaching, the next teacher, the next video, the next modality will finally be the one that makes it all work. But techniques aren't the problem. You've probably learned enough techniques to transform 100 lifetimes just by listening to me for a couple of years. So what is the problem? Here it is. And I want you to really let this land. Let it penetrate past your mental defenses, past the part of you that wants to argue or explain or justify or thinks you know it all. You are actively, right now, in this very moment, blocking your own power. Not your childhood, though yes, That's where many of the blocks were installed, not your circumstances. Though yes, your circumstances are real and they matter. Not the economy or your boss or your family or the government or Mercury being in retrograde. You. You are the one blocking your power. And I'm not saying this to make you feel bad. I'm not saying this to pile on more guilt or shame. You've probably got plenty of that already. I'm not saying this to blame you. I'm saying this because it is the most liberating truth you could ever hear. If something outside of you was blocking your power, you'd be stuck. You'd have to wait for external circumstances to change. You'd have to wait for the economy to shift, for your boss to transform, for your family to suddenly understand you, for the stars to align in your favor. You'd be a victim of forces beyond your control, and all you could do is hope and pray and wait. But if you're the one blocking it, if the obstruction is internal rather than external, then you have all the power. Then you can change it. Not someday, not when conditions are right, not when you've done more healing or earned more money or gotten more approval. Right now, in this very moment, you can stop. Do you feel the freedom in that? Do you feel how that shifts everything? You're not waiting for the world to change. You're not waiting for permission. You're not waiting for circumstances to align. You're simply stopping something you've been doing. That's it. That's the whole game. Let me tell you how this blocking actually works, because it's so subtle, so constant, so normalized that you don't even see it anymore. It's like asking a fish to notice water. The blocking is so pervasive, so ever-present, that it feels like just how things are. But it's not how things are. It's how you've been unconsciously creating things. It starts with the stories you tell, not the stories you tell others, though those matter too, but the stories you tell yourself, the constant narrative running in your head about who you are, what you're capable of, what's possible for you, what you deserve. Listen to your own inner dialogue for just one day. Really listen. I promise you, you'll be shocked at what you hear. I'm not good with money. I've never been good with money. My whole family is bad with money. Or, I always attract the wrong people. There must be something wrong with me. Or, people like me don't get those kind of opportunities. That's for other people. Luckier people, more talented people, more connected people. Another I hear all the time, I'm too old to start over. I missed my window, it's too late for me. Or I'm too young, no one will take me seriously. I need more experience. Or I've already tried everything, nothing works for me. Or another is, that's just not realistic. I need to be practical. I can't afford to dream like that. Who am I to think I could do that? Who am I to want more? Do you hear it? Do you recognize any of those voices? Every single one of those thoughts is a block. Every single one is you pushing against a door, keeping your own power locked away where it can't touch your life, where it can't disrupt your carefully constructed limitations. And what's wild is, here's what should make you both furious and hopeful at the same time. Most of these thoughts aren't even yours. You didn't come up with, I'm not good with money. That was installed. Maybe by a parent who was stressed about bills. Maybe by watching your family struggle. Maybe by a teacher or a media message or a cultural assumption you absorbed before you were old enough to question it. You didn't come up with, who am I to want more? That was trained into you, maybe by a religious teaching that glorified suffering, maybe by a culture that shames ambition, maybe by caregivers who were threatened by your brightness and taught you to dim it so they could feel comfortable. You've been running programs that were installed before you were old enough to question them, programs that were never designed to help you thrive, programs that were designed to keep you manageable, safe, small, and compliant. And you've been running them so long, so automatically, so unconsciously, that they feel like truth. They feel like just how I am. They feel like facts about reality rather than what they actually are, arbitrary limitations that you have the power to dissolve. Because here is what's underneath all of that conditioning. Here's what's beneath the stories and the beliefs and the doubt and the fear and the unworthiness. You are consciousness itself. Not a piece of consciousness, not a fragment of something greater. You are consciousness, infinite, eternal, creative consciousness, temporarily focused into this human experience, looking out through those eyes, listening through these ears, hearing these words right now. All the mystics have always known this. Every great spiritual tradition, when you get past the cultural trappings and the religious politics, point to the same fundamental truth. You are not separate from the source of all creation. You are that source playing the game of being human. And now quantum physics is catching up, showing us that consciousness isn't some accidental byproduct of brain chemistry, isn't some evolutionary fluke, isn't something that emerged randomly from dead matter. Consciousness is fundamental. Consciousness is primary. The universe isn't made of stuff that somehow became conscious. The universe is made of consciousness that learned to appear as stuff. And consciousness creates. That's what it does. That's its true nature. Consciousness doesn't just passively observe reality. It actively participates in creating reality. Every observation collapses possibility into actuality. Every expectation shapes what manifests. Every belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is what the great teachers have been pointing to. This is what Neville Goddard meant when he said imagination creates reality. This is what the Buddha meant when he said we become what we think. This is what Christ meant when he said that with faith you can move mountains. They weren't just being poetic. They were trying to tell us something literal and urgent about the nature of what we are. You are the creator of your experience. Not co-creator, though yes, you interact with other consciousness. Not partial creator, though yes, there are elements that seem fixed and given. You are the creator. Your consciousness is generating your reality in every moment based on what you believe, what you expect, what you assume to be true. And right now, in this moment, you're creating limitation. You're creating struggle. You're creating not enough. Not because you want to, not because you're bad at manifesting, but because you've been unconsciously blocking the infinite creative power that is your very nature. You are the ocean pretending to be a wave. You are the sun pretending to be a flashlight. You are infinite consciousness pretending to be a limited person with problems and obstacles and reasons why it won't work for you. And here's the thing about pretending. You can stop anytime you want. The pretense requires constant maintenance, constant effort, constant vigilance. You have to keep telling yourself the limiting stories. You have to keep reinforcing the beliefs that cage you. You have to keep averting your eyes from your own magnificence. Some part of you knows this. Some part of you has always known. There have been moments, maybe just flashes, when you felt it. When you felt limitless. When you felt connected to something vast. When you felt capable of anything. And then the thoughts came rushing back. And the feeling faded. And you told yourself it was just a nice experience, but not really real. Not practical, not something you could actually live from. But what if those moments were the truth? What if those glimpses of power and possibility and infinite potential were actually you seeing clearly for once, seeing past the conditioning, seeing what's actually here beneath all the stories? What if the limitation is the illusion and the power is what's real? What would happen if you stopped maintaining the illusion? What would happen if just for a moment, just as an experiment, you let yourself feel what you actually are? That's what we're about to explore. I'm going to guide you through an experience now, not a meditation where you try to achieve some state, not a visualization where you effort your way toward a goal, not a technique you have to get right or it won't work. This is simpler than that, more direct, more immediate. All we're going to do is stop blocking. That's it. We're going to consciously, deliberately, gently stop doing the thing we've been doing. We're going to remove our foot from the brake. We're going to step away from the door we've been holding closed. And then we're going to see what happens when the power that has always been ours is finally allowed to flow. You don't have to believe anything I've said. You don't have to take it on faith. You're about to experience it directly in your own body, in your own awareness. And that direct experience is worth more than 1,000 books, 1,000 lectures, 1,000 hours of someone else telling you who you are. So take a breath. Close your eyes if you're in a space where that feels comfortable and safe. And let's find out together what you actually are. Allow your body to settle into whatever feels natural right now. There's no correct posture here, no right way to do this. If you need to shift or adjust, go ahead and do that. Your body knows how to be comfortable, trust it. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs completely. And release it through your mouth with a gentle sigh. Let that exhale carry some of the tension you've been holding, some of the trying, some of the efforting. Another breath in. Feel your chest expand, your ribs spread. And as you exhale, let your shoulders drop away from your ears. Let the muscles around your eyes soften. Let your jaw unclench. So many of us walk around with jaws tight, teeth pressed together, bracing against life, as if it's something we have to survive rather than something we get to experience. Right now, you can release that. One more deep breath. And this time as you exhale, imagine you're releasing the weight of everything you think you need to figure out. All the problems you've been turning over in your mind. All the situations you've been trying to solve. All the future you've been trying to predict and control. Just for these next few minutes, you don't need any of it. It will all still be there when we're done. For now, you can set it down. Good. Now I want you to bring your attention to something extraordinary that's happening right now. Something so ordinary, so constant, so ever-present that you probably never really noticed it, never really marveled at it. Your heart is beating. Feel that for a moment. You don't have to search for your pulse. Just become aware that right now, in this moment, your heart is contracting and relaxing. Beating maybe 60 times a minute, maybe 70, sending blood through miles, literally miles of blood vessels, nourishing every cell of your body. It's been doing this since before you were born, since before you took your first breath. It will continue doing it tonight while you sleep, tomorrow while you work, every moment of every day without any conscious effort from you at all. You didn't have to learn how to do this. You didn't have to take a class on heart beating. You didn't have to read a book or watch a video or practice until you got it right. Something in you, something that is you, knows how to beat a heart. And it's not just your heart. Right now, your lungs are exchanging oxygen for carbon dioxide in a process so intricate, so precisely calibrated that our best engineers can barely imitate it. Right now, your immune system is patrolling your body, identifying threats, neutralizing invaders, remembering every pathogen you've ever encountered so it can protect you better next time. Right now, your digestive system is breaking down food into energy, sorting nutrients, sending them exactly where they need to go. Right now, your cells are dividing, replicating, repairing. Millions of them, billions of them. In perfect coordination, trillions of processes happening simultaneously, orchestrated with a precision that makes our most advanced computers look like toys. There is an intelligence running this body. An intelligence so vast, so sophisticated, so incomprehensibly brilliant, that our greatest scientists, with all their tools and technologies, have only begun to understand fragments of how it works. What is that intelligence? Really ask that question. Don't just let it slide past. What is the power that beats your heart, breathes your lungs, heals your wounds, grows your hair, coordinates the unfathomable complexity of your physical existence? It's not separate from you. It's not some external force operating your body like a puppet. It's not God sitting outside you pulling the strings. That intelligence is you. It's the deeper you, the truer you, the you beneath your thoughts, beneath your personality, beneath your fears and hopes and stories. Feel that for a moment, the power that is keeping you alive right now, the power that has kept you alive through everything. That power didn't leave you once you were born. It didn't hand you off to some lesser force. It is you. It has always been you. It will always be you. This is the same power that created you in the first place. Think about that. Once you were a single cell, one microscopic cell containing all the information needed to build you, your eyes, your brain, your hands, your heart, the subtle architecture of your nervous system, the impossible complexity of your immune system, the miracle of your consciousness. That single cell knew how to divide and divide and divide. It knew when to become a heart cell and when to become a brain cell. It knew how to form fingers with just the right number of bones, how to wire neurons into patterns that would one day let you fall in love and write poetry and contemplate the meaning of existence. That intelligence, that creative power, didn't come from outside of you. It didn't possess you temporarily and then leave. It is you. The deepest level of you, the level beneath all the conditioning and limiting beliefs and stories about who you are and what you can't do. And this power doesn't just run your body. This power creates your reality. The same consciousness that knows how to grow a human being from a single cell knows how to grow a dream into a manifestation. The same intelligence that coordinates trillions of biological processes knows how to coordinate the circumstances, connections, and opportunities needed to create what you truly want. You haven't been using this power because you didn't know it was yours, or rather, you didn't know it was you. So why don't you feel powerful? If this is what you are, why do you feel limited? Why do you struggle? Why does life feel hard? Because you've built walls against this power, unconsciously, over years, brick by brick. You've constructed a barrier between your everyday self and this infinite intelligence that you actually are. Every limiting belief is a brick. I'm not good enough. Brick. I don't deserve it. Another brick. It's too late for me. That's another brick. Every story of unworthiness is a brick. Who am I to want that? People like me don't get to have that. I should be grateful for what I have. Every time you've said, I can't. Every time you've believed you don't deserve. Every time you've assumed the worst about your future. That's another brick. And now that wall feels solid. It feels real. It feels like it's just the way things are, the way you are. But it's not solid. It's not real. It's made of nothing but thoughts, repeated so often they become invisible. Beliefs reinforced so consistently they feel like facts. Just as thoughts built the wall, releasing those thoughts will dissolve it. Here's what I want you to try right now. I want you to really try it, not half-heartedly. Not while part of you watches skeptically. Really give yourself to this, just for a few minutes. Instead of reaching for power, instead of trying to generate some feeling of strength or capability, I want you to stop. Stop blocking. Stop maintaining the wall. Stop doing the thing you've been doing without knowing you were doing it. Imagine that wall inside you. You might see it clearly in your mind's eye. Maybe it's made of stone or brick or ice or shadow. You might just feel this as a heaviness, a contraction, a sense of separation. You might simply sense that it's there without any specific image. However you perceive it is perfect. Now notice how much energy it takes to keep that wall standing. Feel into it. All that vigilance, all that reinforcement, all that holding tight. You've been working so hard not to be powerful, but to not be powerful. So much effort goes into maintaining your smallness, maintaining your limitations, keeping yourself safe and contained within the bounds of what you were told was possible for you. What if you just stop? Not tearing the wall down with effort, not fighting against it, not trying to destroy it or transcend it or break through it, just withdrawing your energy from it, no longer feeding it, no longer maintaining it. See what happens when you simply stop holding it up. Though the wall was never a thing, it was an activity, and activities can cease. So let it cease now. Let your grip relax. Let your effort drop. Let the wall simply dissolve. As that wall begins to fade, because it has to without your energy sustaining it. There's nothing holding it together. Something starts to flow. Something that has been waiting behind that wall your entire life. Feel it now. It might come as a warmth spreading through your chest, radiating outward into your limbs. It might come as expansion, like you're suddenly larger than your body, like your edges are becoming permeable. It might come as electricity, tingling as vibration running through you. It might come as light, inner light, not seen with the eyes, but somehow perceived nonetheless. It might come as profound stillness, as peace, as presence, a cessation of the constant mental noise, replaced by something spacious and clear. It might come as love, overwhelming, sourceless love that doesn't need an object, that just is, that is your nature when you stop blocking it. However it comes, let it come. Don't try to control it. Don't try to make it into what you think it should be. Don't compare it to experiences you've had before or experiences you've heard others describe. Just allow it. Just receive it. Just let it move through you, fill you. Reclaim the spaces that have been walled off. This is not something foreign entering you. It's not some external force. This is you. This is what you actually are. Finally allowed to flow without obstruction. Welcome home. Open yourself up now in this moment to your true power. Rest here for a moment. There's nothing you need to do or figure out. Just be what you are. Without the wall, without the blocks, without the efforting. Notice how natural this feels. Now notice something important. You're still here. You're still you. You didn't dissolve. You didn't lose yourself. You didn't become something dangerous or uncontrollable or overwhelming. You just became more. More present, more alive, more real than you've felt in a long time, maybe ever. The fear that kept the wall up, the fear that if you let your power flow, something terrible would happen, was a lie. A protection mechanism that was trying to help you but actually kept you imprisoned. You can be powerful and safe. You can be infinite and human. You can be unlimited and grounded in this body, in this life, in this moment. In fact, you can only be truly safe, truly grounded, when you stop blocking what you actually are. The limitation was never protection. It was only ever a cage. From this place, this open, unblocked, flowing place, I want you to consider something. Let this land not in your analytical mind. You can create anything. Feel the truth of this. You can create anything. I'm not giving you a pep talk. This is physics. This is consciousness. This is what you are. Consciousness creates. That's what it does. And you are consciousness, which means you create. That's your nature. Consciousness creates. You are consciousness. You create. You've been creating your entire life. Every circumstance, every experience, every relationship, every struggle, every triumph. Not as punishment. Not as a cosmic test. Just as the natural, unavoidable consequence of what you are. The only question is whether you create consciously or unconsciously, whether you create from this expanded, unlimited place, or from behind the wall, from within the prison of limiting beliefs, from the contracted space of I can't and I don't deserve, and it won't work for me. Feel the truth of that in your body. You are a creator. You've always been a creator. You will always be a creator. The only variable is what you create. And that's determined by where you create from. Now let's go deeper. From this unblocked state, from this place of flow, I want you to ask yourself a question. Not looking for the right answer, just a genuine inquiry, a real question. What wants to come through me? What is trying to be born through my life? What has been waiting patiently behind that wall for me to stop blocking it? Let the question float here. Don't grab for an answer. Just sit with it. What is trying to come through you? Whatever arises, however clear or vague, trust it. It did not come from your conditioning. Maybe it was a word or a knowing or a feeling. Now I want you, using your power, to create whatever it is you want to create consciously in this moment. Using this power that's flowing through you. Create with your mind, with your feelings, with your heart. You do it all the time. You know exactly how to do it. Create now. Now I want you to know something. Whatever it is, that you just create it. It is possible. Whatever it is possible for you. Not because I'm telling you to believe it. Not as a slogan. Because of what you are. Consciousness creates, and you are consciousness. The same intelligence that beats your heart, that grew you from a single cell, that coordinates the impossible complexity of your physical existence. That intelligence knows how to create what you just saw. It knows every step, every connection, everything that's required. It can orchestrate circumstances in ways your conscious mind could never predict or plan. Don't try to figure it out. I know your mind wants to jump to logistics, to planning, to all the reasons it won't work. Let go of that for now. Your job is not to figure out the how. Your job is to hold the vision and stop blocking. That's it. That's all you have to do. Stay open. Keep the wall down. Remain in this place of flow and receptivity, and then, and this is important, act when you feel moved to act. Not from desperation, not from forcing, not from trying to make it happen, from inspiration, from impulse, from the subtle guidance that arises when you are connected to your deeper intelligence. Inspiration means to be breathed into. When you're unblocked, open, receptive, you start to be breathed into by something larger. Impulses arise that don't come from your conditioning. Ideas appear that don't come from your strategizing mind. Opportunities show up that your limited self could never have planned for. Your job is to follow these impulses, to trust those ideas, to walk through those doors when they open. Not because you figured out how they connect to your vision, but because you trust the intelligence that is moving you. The same intelligence that knows how to grow a forest from a seed. The same intelligence that knows how to heal a wound without you having to micromanage every cell. That intelligence is now growing your vision into reality. All you have to do is stop getting in the way. Now let's anchor this. Let's make sure this doesn't fade when you open your eyes. Feel your body here, sitting or lying in this space. Feel the weight of your body, the contact with the surface beneath you. Feel yourself fully present in this physical form. And as you feel your physical form, also feel what's flowing through it now. That power, that openness. Notice that these aren't two different things. Your body is not separate from this power. Your daily life isn't separate from consciousness. You don't have to leave this state. You get to bring this into your life, not as something you have to remember to do. This is what you are. Now anchor it. Squeeze one of your earlobes, or pinch your hand in a certain way, or use a certain hand signal or word. Anchor it. That's your power. I want to give you ways to reconnect with this state. In the morning when you first wake up, before the thoughts rush in, before the stories start to reach you, there's a moment of pure awareness. Catch that moment. Stay in it as long as you can. That is you unblocked. That's your natural state. Throughout the day, whenever you notice yourself shrinking, whenever you notice the old stories coming up, whenever you feel the familiar contraction of fear or doubt, just pause. Take one conscious breath, and in that breath, make a choice. Not a choice to effort or fight, a choice to stop blocking. You don't have to fight the old patterns. Fighting them just gives them more energy, more solidity, and more reality. Just stop feeding them. Withdraw your energy. They will dissolve on their own because they were never real. They were only ever activities you were engaged in. And activities can cease. At night, before you sleep, take a few minutes to reconnect with this open, powerful state. Let it be the last thing you experience before you drift off. And whenever you feel lost or confused, cut off or blocked again, remember, you're not trying to get somewhere. You're not trying to become something. You're just trying to stop doing the thing that keeps you from being what you already are. Stop blocking. That's the whole practice. Stop blocking. Now gently begin to bring your attention back to this room, this space, this moment. Feel your fingers and toes. Invite the gentle movement into your hands and feet. Take a deep, full breath. Let it out slowly. Feel yourself fully present in your body, fully grounded on the earth. When you're ready, at your own pace, allow your eyes to open. Take your time. Let your vision gradually clear. Let the room come back into focus. But notice that something is different. You're seeing from a different place. You're present in a different way. Welcome back. Take a moment. Just be here. Something has shifted. What you just experienced wasn't me giving you something you didn't have. I didn't transmit power to you. I didn't activate something that was dormant. All I did was point yourself back to yourself. The power has always been there. It was there before this meditation. It was there when you were struggling last week. It was there during your darkest moments. The only variable is whether you block it or let it flow. Universe didn't make a mistake with you. You aren't broken in need of fixing. You are infinite consciousness expressing itself in human form. You are the universe experiencing itself subjectively. You are the power that creates worlds, temporarily focused into a body having an adventure called life. And that adventure can be anything you want it to be. Anything. And I mean that literally. The only limits are the ones you impose on yourself. The only blocks are the ones you maintain. So my invitation to you is not a demand, not a should, an invitation offered with love. Live from this place. Not perfectly, you'll forget, you'll contract. You'll catch yourself building walls again. That's fine. That's human. Don't beat yourself up when it happens. Every moment is a new opportunity. Every breath is a chance to choose. Wall up or wall down, blocked or flowing. The power is already yours. It's never been anywhere else. It can't be anywhere else. It's what you are. You came here with it, you leave with it. And in between, you get to decide how much you let it flow. I hope you choose flow. I hope you choose openness. Because the world needs what you came here to create. That vision you touched, that soul desire that arose from the depths of you, it's not just for you, it's your contribution to the whole. It's your gift to the rest of us. It's why you're here and you are ready. You've always been ready. You're just pretending otherwise. Now you can stop pretending. Go create something beautiful. Go live something magnificent. Go be what you actually are. I love you all, truly, not as words, but as a felt reality. We're in this together, all expressions of the same consciousness, all trying to remember what we are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for having the courage to explore the truth of your being. And until next time, stay open, stay powerful, and stay true. And remember, you're not trying to become powerful. You're just stopping blocking the power that's already yours. That's the whole secret. That is everything. Now go live it. I am telling you, you got to join our Reality Revolution community. The link is in the description. You can join at school.com, skool.com/Reality Revolution. I have exclusive content and weekly coaching calls and an amazing community that is so wonderful and vibrant. That is where our soul family exists, and I want you to join us. I would love it if you checked out my art. You can find it at www.newearth.art. And as always, welcome to the Reality Revolution.